It's 11:17. Speaking of home, we have a special opportunity here as we're going to go back here. We're going to throw back a ways during this 45th birthday of WWIB, looking back at one of the things that we've done the best here and that we've done the longest has been to share with you our owner and her Bible teaching. Mabel Louise Stewart started out on the air about a month after the station went on the air. And maybe it was a couple of months. I think it was February or March of 1973, and has continued to do that so faithfully over the years. Well, this is a special opportunity, and I'm going to share with you as Mabel Louise is out today. And so we're going to have an opportunity to go back into the archives away here. And this is a very special, interesting program where she speaks with a missionary. This is from the month of August, but in 1975. So it's long ago, but the station was on, wow, we would have been 2-3 years on the air, I guess, 2 years. So this is a special repeat broadcast from the archives, shall we say, from 1975.
We're happy that you've taken time out of your busy life to spend a few minutes at home with Mabel Louise. You may find the answers to the questions about and missing ingredients of a happy, harmonious home. And now, you're at home with Mabel Louise.
Hello there. It's so great to be with you today, and I have a guest with me, and we're just delighted to have you. How are you, Gladys?
I'm fine.
This is Mrs. Jake, or Gladys Taves, who is a missionary to the Philippines. And if you listened to my broadcast yesterday, you heard her on the air with me. And I'm sure that you enjoyed it. We talked about her home and their work. And now today, Gladys, I'd like to have you share with me. And before we do, let me just tell them that you are working with the Conservative Baptist Foreign Mission Society in Manila. Is that correct?
That's right.
And their home is there. They have been there how many years?
We went out there in 56, so we've really been gone 18 years.
Isn't that something? My husband has a brother who's been on the mission field 28 years.
Oh, wonderful.
So they've been in India all those years, and they just love it. In fact, they consider that home, and I'm sure you do too.
That's right.
Well, let me just tell you that Gladys has two children. They're adopted children, and they're just precious. One of them is 16 and the other 11?
15 and 11.
Oh, 15 and 11. I shouldn't remember that because our youngest is 15 years old. Well, Gladys, I want you to tell the folks right off on the broadcast today of how you found Christ as your own personal Savior.
Well, I was very fortunate in being born into a Christian family, a mother and father that knew Christ as their Savior. And so I had been taught the principles of salvation ever since I could remember. But there did come a time when the Lord really spoke to me and asked me, now how about you? Are you ready to give your heart and life over to me? And so one Sunday night we went to church while my Sunday school teacher helped me to come to know Christ in a personal way. And I knelt down and she put her arms around me and I asked the Lord Jesus to forgive my sins and to come into my heart and life and to take over.
Mm, that's wonderful. Now let me ask you, were your folks living in the city or were they on the farm or what?
They were in a farm.
On a farm. Uh-huh. That's the same as my testimony. My parents were Christians and I always had heard the message, and yet when I was 16 years of age, I came to the place where I did the same thing. I had to say for myself, now look, are you ready to go to heaven? Not on what mother and dad have done.
That's right.
But on what you have done. Well, now tell me something. Where did you go away to school?
I went away to St. Paul Bible School, and I really had intended to go to Moody, but it seemed like such a far ways for me because I was on a farm and never really had been away from home very much. But as I graduated and I looked out of our farmhouse window and I asked the Lord, well, if you want me to be in Bible school, please show me a place that's closer to home. And so that very afternoon, a pastor came to our home, not our own pastor, but another one, and said that he felt the Lord talking to him that he should see where I would like to go to school. And so he told us about the St. Paul Bible School or college, and then in about a week I was off at school.
And you graduated from there?
Yes, and I met my husband there. He was in the same class.
Oh, well, just my next question. Let me just ask you now, what influenced your life as far as missionary service is concerned? I have lots of listeners, young mothers who are very anxious to raise their children for the Lord and dedicate them to the Lord. And I'm sure that they would like to have you share what influenced your life and your husband Jake's life to go to the mission field.
Well, my husband had been brought up in a church which stressed missions, so at 8 years old, when he accepted Christ as Savior, why, he also dedicated his life to be a missionary. And so the call of the Lord was upon his life very early. But I had never seen a missionary until I was in St. Paul Bible. Mm. And so as we were out in the pastorate some years later, the Lord burdened me to pray about missionaries, and it was while I was praying for missionaries that the Lord spoke to me.
Mm-hmm. And so then you joined your husband in his desire.
That's right.
Well, that's good.
But you know, as my husband asked me about getting married, he also asked another question: would you be willing to be a missionary if the Lord would call you?
That's good. Then you had that all sort of in the back of your mind, and even before you were married.
That's right.
You probably said like I did, Lord, I'll go anywhere you want me to go. Whatever the calling is, I want to be ready, but just give me souls for my hire. That was the one stipulation that I said to the Lord before I ever married my husband, was just give us souls. Well, that's wonderful. Well, now tell me, we didn't talk a lot about the reason that you've gone to the Philippines and what your routine work is. And then I'd like to have you also share with our listeners the burden of your heart while you're here at home and also on the field. Would you do that?
The reason I am out in the Philippines, or any place, you might say, even here in the homeland, is to see women especially come to know Christ in a personal way. This makes me very happy, but also I'm sure the Lord is pleased as we do what He wants us to do. And out there it has been for me to associate with these different ladies, especially high class and wealthy women, and have won some very poor ladies to the Lord also. But it seems to be the direction in which the Lord is leading me, that I associate with these higher class ladies, go swimming with them, and go to their different clubs. And as I go with them in these various places, I notice that they're very hungry and they really don't have peace in their hearts and lives, and I'm able to introduce them to Christ.
Mm-hmm. And wherever you go, you're not, you don't have to enter into things that would hurt your testimony.
That's
you're only
right.
there to share Christ, aren't
That's
you?
That's right.
I'm sure that maybe someone might say, well, can she go here or can she go there? But you find no problem swimming in the swimming pool,
that's
right?
That's right.
I'm sure that's true. We're in this world, but we're not of the world. Well, then the Lord has sent you for one purpose. What would you say to any woman who's listening today? What would be the uppermost thing that she should do in her life?
First of all, I would say to come to Christ and commit your life to Him to be saved.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, I would say to really do what God wants you to do. God has a purpose in every believer, and He has a work for every believer. And I think in this day and age, a woman can wonderfully lead other women to Christ.
Mm-hmm. There's so many open doors today, and I'm not going to put my little message in here because the listeners have me all the time to talk to them, but the thing that thrills me so much is the opportunities that the Lord gives us if we want them.
That's
you know,
right.
A lot of people say to me, well, I can't do what you do, Mabel Louise or Gladys. You have a special calling. Well, I don't believe that my calling is any different than anyone who's listening to me today. I'm just a sinner saved by grace, and I believe that the Lord has a ministry for each one of us. I'm glad they're not all alike. In other words, I'm glad not everybody's a radio visitor, or that not everyone's a singer, or everyone's an organ player, or, you know, all of these specialized things, because we'd all be bumping into each other, wouldn't we?
That's right. We can be witnesses to our neighbors, our relatives, and our friends, just where God has placed us.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I think, Gladys, and I want to wind into this, I think one of the greatest opportunity of today, and has been since the beginning when God made man and woman, is the home as an institution, a home where it's the place of the learning. Tell me a little bit about the home in the Philippines. I understand that the mother has a special role. What is this? Now,
yes.
I'm talking about the unsaved first, okay?
She always has the money. Many of the men gamble away the money. And so it's a good thing that the woman has the money. And so she's able to control buying and things in her home so that they have enough to eat.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the woman is always looked up as to perhaps the boss of the family and many times. And those who may have money, the woman goes out and socializes. But oftentimes there's a hungry heart because all the maids may be doing the work and she has nothing to really do.
So she has time on her hands.
She has much time on her hands. And so when Christ comes into her hearts and her heart and life, why, she sees a need for her own relatives
mm-hmm.
to come to Christ, and it makes her busy
mm-hmm.
and
good.
Satisfied because she can tell others of Christ, especially her very own family.
She can feel wanted and useful, can't she?
Yes.
Let me ask you something now. When a woman accepts the Lord as her Savior and she really loves the Lord and wants to serve Him, does she take, and her husband comes to know the Lord, then is it reversed as the Bible more or less specifies?
That's right, and they begin to read the scriptures together and they find out that he is to be the head of the home.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't mind changing that position because the Word of God says so and she's committed to Christ.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's interesting, isn't it, how practical the Word of God is. When a man who is in sin has to take the back seat because he has no authority, right?
Mm-hmm.
But when he comes to know the Lord as his Savior and becomes the leader, then he has the authority, doesn't
That's
he?
That's right, and he does it the right way.
That's right, and isn't it beautiful how, really, you know, let's just admit, it's so wonderful the way the Lord planned it all, because, you know, I know my own sweetheart and yours, there is no really lording over us because we do things together, and it's so beautiful. And I think that's what the scriptures point out, is the husband loves the wife loves the husband, and we work together. And
that's right. We walk together in the Lord.
That's right. And that's what makes marriage so wonderful, and I'm sure that that's what God had in mind all along.
Right.
Well, what about the children, Gladys? What is their role in the home, and are they obedient?
Yes, I find that the Filipino child is much more obedient than even the American, if I may say that. They learn to respect and obey older people, and especially their parents and their grandmother. The old men, you might say, and women are held in respect very much.
Oh, that's good. Do they all live in the same home, or do they
live
in separate homes?
Yes, they usually, the grandmother and grandfather lives in the same home.
Mm-hmm. Well, then they are well-disciplined children.
Yes.
And that makes for a smooth running home, doesn't it?
Yes, it is. And especially when they come to know Christ, why, it becomes a very smooth running home.
Uh-huh. Well, that's wonderful. Well, Gladys, we're just delighted to have you on the broadcast, and we pray that the listeners will have gained some knowledge, and that they will pray for you out on the field and ask the Lord to bless you in your ministry. Well, God bless you, and we pray that you'll tune in again tomorrow, won't you? Bye-bye now.